Congress is considering an internet sales tax once again. This time, the effort's being led by Utah Republican Representative Jason Chaffetz. KUER's Judy Faze reports.
Utah's long been on the leading edge of the drive to collect sales taxes on internet transactions. This isn't about taxing internet use. It's about getting people to pay sales taxes on what they buy online, just like they do at a retail store in their neighborhood. Roger Tu is a former state tax commissioner. He's also an advisor to the Utah League of Cities and Towns, which has supported the move from the start.
I think there's a growing feeling everywhere that there is a certain basic unfairness. Also, you've got some huge entities that now have decided they'd rather collect the tax than to continue to fight the legal battle.
That's one reason Tu thinks there's a good chance for Congressman Jason Chaffetz's new bill, even though similar legislation stalled last year. Tu points out that people who buy things online are legally obligated to pay sales tax, but most don't. Kate Bradshaw is vice president of two Utah-based trade groups, the Utah Retail Merchants Association and the Utah Food Industry Association. She says that means about $200 million less revenue for government services.
That's a growing amount of sales tax that the state is losing, and particularly impacting cities and counties where a lot of that sales tax usually ends up.
The new legislation is supposed to make it easier for buyers to pay the tax owed and for online retailers to collect it. But critics of the legislation say it will only inhibit online commerce. Judy Faze, KUER News.